This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Advocates of affordable health care warn that proposed Medicaid changes could cause coverage losses for thousands of Missourians, not because they're ineligible, but due to paperwork and administrative hurdles. They point to past coverage losses and growing strain on rural hospitals as concerns mount ahead of a possible January government shutdown. Elizabeth Franklin is a member of the League of Women Voters of Missouri. She says Medicaid funding pressures are already showing up on the ground, especially in rural Missouri, where hospitals are closing and access to care is shrinking.
In Missouri, 9 of 67 rural hospitals have closed in the last 10 years. 12 are at immediate risk of closure. This is already happening. St. Genevieve County Hospital shut down their labor and home health departments.
She says hospitals and maternity care closures can ripple through entire communities, raising concerns that further Medicaid cuts could accelerate the trend, particularly in rural Missouri. Capital News Illinois reports that nearly 300 new laws are now in effect across Illinois, impacting taxes, environmental policy, and workplace protections. Amelia Estrada has more.
Among the changes, the state has officially moved to end the 1% statewide grocery tax, set to fully phase out in 2026. The change is intended to ease food costs, though many cities and counties have already adopted their own local grocery taxes, meaning some shoppers may still see the charge. New laws also launch rewilding efforts across the state, directing the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to restore land to its natural state and strengthen native ecosystems. And workers are now seeing expanded protections, as Illinois employers are required to provide paid break time for nursing mothers to pump breast milk for up to 1 year after childbirth. These measures are a part of a broad slate of laws now shaping daily life across Illinois. With WSIU, I'm Amelia Estrada.
The Trump administration filed a lawsuit seeking to nullify a new state law that allows Illinois residents to sue federal immigration agents who arrest them in or near courthouses if they believe their constitutional rights were violated. Department of Justice lawyers say the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution and increases the likelihood of threats and harassment against federal agents.